Welcome. You're listening to Winning at Life. This is the Daily Wrap. You also know it as live financial talk radio. We're going to talk about anything that might affect how your money does, grows, stays with you, or separates from you. I am your host, Gregory Ricks.
I'm your co-host, James Parker. Coming up on the show today, you know, I had a little dental operation done where I was in a chair for about 2.5 hours, so I got to listen to the first half of The Art of the Deal by Donald Trump on audiobook. And whenever something interesting came up, I took a screenshot so I'd know the timestamp on it, and I pulled a few clips. We'll go through most of them tomorrow's Spectacular, but I'll give you a little taste of what's going on in this hour. Remember, financial situations, call Gregory. This could be the call that saves you some money. 504-260-0995. You can also send us a text message via the Gregory Ricks and Associates app. I would skip Periscope tonight. It's a little glitchy, so we're live streaming the video on Facebook Live only tonight. So go find Winning It Life on Facebook. You can be a part of the VIP group there and lots of other fun stuff. I want to start off, though, with some serious news here. It's been the end of the second quarter.
Serious news?
Did you see the GDP growth?
I did.
You did. All right. So 2.6, that's not gangbusters, but that just...
But it was an improvement, especially over the first quarter that was then also lowered today.
And we had talked about some of the estimates coming in for this about this time last week and about 2 weeks ago, and it looks like they all undershot it, Gregory. Everyone was expecting, or some people were expecting, 0.8 to 1.2 basically was a range of estimates. 2.6, not even close. Not even, I mean, they were off by a factor of a half. So if it feels like things are kind of picking up, well, that GDP number supports your visceral feelings here. Let's see if we can keep it going, because what's the goal here? We're looking for 3% annual growth. That's how we know we've really turned a corner, because we haven't done that since 2006, 2007, something to that effect. So I think that's great news.
I hope we have that number come in again for the next quarter. Wouldn't mind it being higher, but you know what would be good for the year to come in for the year? Well, we still have that 1.2, so we'd have to get better quarterly. However, let's say if we came in around 2.4, 2.5% for the year would be pretty cool.
Yes. So,
2.24. I'd be happy with that. It's an improvement.
We've got the next jobs number coming out a week from today. Next Friday, we'll get the jobs number for July. And, we're starting to pile up here. Good news. The earnings season has been fantastic. It hadn't made a whole lot of news. They're too busy talking about who's squabbling with who, or who called who a meanie name, or who got left on the tarmac today. What's his name? Who got left on the
Priebus.
Tarmac?
Priebus. Priebus.
I've been let go from some jobs before, but never have I been left on a tarmac like that. Like, hey, you just Uber home, right? So we're done with you.
Oh, that guy that used to be coach of USC, then was offensive coordinator of Alabama, and now he's coaching some Florida team.
Talking about Lane Kiffin?
Yeah. They were at a away ball game, and he was fired at the airport of where the away game was. He had to find his own way back home.
Whoa.
The AD fired him at the airport that they were departing from, and he didn't get on the plane.
That is not very nice.
So that's kind of the equivalent. Left you on the tarmac in another city.
All right.
That was a bad football game then.
Which game was so bad that they left him at the airport?
I would have to look, but that's how it played out. He was left.
I hear he's a little hard to work with. Like he has some.
Well, his recent previous boss, I've heard, is hard to work with too.
Yeah, but look, if you're working with Nick Saban, he can do anything he wants. The guy's won like 5 championships in the last 7 years or something ridiculous like that. I don't care if he has a third arm growing out of his back. I'm going to listen to him, right? Just a record like
and
that.
His way or the highway.
Hey, let's do his way. Let's not do everyone else's way who doesn't win constant championships. Yeah, let's do his way. Hey, Gregory, this is something that was thrown out in a headline. The article was terrible, but I love the premise of the headline. What would you rather have if someone offered it to you the day you retired? Would you rather have $1 million or a guaranteed $5,000 a month.
What's the lump sum again?
$1 million.
$1 million.
$1 million.
Or a guaranteed
$5,000 per month.
Yeah, that's $60,000 a year at 6% return on $1 million. I'd rather take the $5,000 a month, guaranteed absolute money.
Well, yeah, and this was a survey, so you know most of the people who saw that.
The lump sum.
Oh, I'll take $1 million. You know what I can do with $1 million? Yeah, you can not have it last
you can
as
go
long.
Through it, yeah.
Exactly. But, like, you were faced with that. Do the math. I know what you already did, but for the guy listening.
Yeah, I had ran it, but I did it out loud so you could hear.
Okay, so what?
6% guarantee, dude.
You see that
and
lump sum of money.
I'm gonna live another 40 years.
Yeah, you don't understand. Still, but for most people, they don't see investments the way you do. You see a pile of money, and you're like, all right, how long can I live off the interest, or what can I use to live off the interest forever and not touch the principal? Like, that's the primary goal. Most people just assume you're going to start peeling off of the mountain. Maybe there'll be a little interest in there somewhere, but it's not. It's going to be a spin down period.
Well, let's take it a different step. I'm drawing six with 60,000, but what are we really having to look at on the million? Probably four. And that's assuming we get four every year. But then you have to consider sequence of returns. Where are you getting this four? Is it a guarantee? Is it an absolute four every year? Then you can count on it. But what if it's 404? Is that different? How, you know, what if you're getting 0606? Who's got better return? The four. But you're not going to get four every year unless you have an absolute guarantee on the four. So ask the question differently. Would you rather take $5,000 a month guaranteed for life or $1 million with a 4% return? Guarantee it. I'd rather take the $5,000.
So that locks that down. Yeah. I just thought you would answer completely
but
different.
But to understand
than the article.
Sequence of returns is, what if it's 4, 3, 5, 4, 2, 4, 8, 4, 0, 4? That's lower return than 4%. And that's what you're doing in the market. Sequence of returns. You're not getting 4. Even index returns, you're not getting 4 every year.
Okay, so there's a hotel, Past Christiane. It's called the Vogue. It's being renovated. It's about to reopen. But the owner said they want to get out the business. There's some people in New Orleans who own it right now. It's on the block for $2 million. It's a little boutique hotel. You've seen what's going on down there. That little area is bustling. That whole Past Christiane, Waveland, you know, all the way up through Gulfport, Biloxi. They're doing some business there, and it's right there in the downtown area. $2 million, but it only has 16 rooms. However, you have a restaurant in the front with a bar, and then you have another restaurant in the back. It reaches on both sides of the block. What do you think?
That's cool, both sides of the block.
Mm-hmm. But the restaurant in the back, it kind of looks standalone, but it's just thrown in with the deal because it's part of the building.
Has its own kitchen from the
bar
and grill.
Well, you know, it's easy for hotels to do that because they want to do room service anyway, so they have to have a kitchen, so they might as well just have a restaurant. How do you start to work out the math on that? 16 rooms plus a bar and grill and a little lunch place in the back. Is that a decent investment?
What can you rent the rooms? What's the occupation rate throughout the year? And then if you're putting a number on the restaurants, and I look at the restaurants, the one in the back probably is the one that does the catering for the rooms. The bar and grill is a separate business and should be sold as such. No connection. It's kind of like created as a hotspot. So I'm kind of looking at three businesses there. You've got the hotel, you've got the restaurant and catering and whatever, room service, and then the bar and grill is another part. So you've got three businesses that you have to figure out, what can I make money on from that? Or if I lease the restaurants out, how much does that bring me plus the room based upon the occupancy rate? Then you can kind of figure out, okay, well, this is comparable to what if I just leave the $2 million at 4%. If I could get it, I know I can get three. So maybe I should use the three. I know I can get three on 2 million.
So what about how much revenue would they have to have, or how much profit would they have? How would you do the math on whether or not that 2 million is a decent price based on what it's bringing in?
Well, when you're kind of looking at rentals and stuff, you can almost factor when people are looking to sell rental properties, I typically have discussions where they're actually getting revenue of 8-10% on the property. So then I would translate that to the hotel. So I'm not trying to make 3% on two. I'm taking the risk on this business. I should be getting more. Let's be conservative, not say 8-10. Let's say 6-8%. So I should be getting somewhere around $120,000 to $160,000 a year in revenue off that net.
Okay.
So I'm not going to gross, because I'm kind of like, where am I going to end up with after, call it 120. After we pay the bills, everything, I want 120 on my 2 million. That's 6%. You can be a little conservative, call it 100K, 5%. But you need to be in that ballpark. Can those three businesses generate, cover the bills, and leave me with some profits for the risk? Because what's the risk? I pay this money and then it all goes bad and I have to sell the place for 1.5.
Happens all the time.
It happens all the time. So that's the things you've got to be saying. Is this going to be worth the risk and walking away with less than what I put in?
Sounds fun though, because it's not a hotel with 200 rooms and it's not a little bed and breakfast with 4 rooms. It's that nice little mid-grade there. But what do you say about rental properties? It's better to have, you know, like 10 and then 1 or 2, because you know you won't ever get left out in the cold, or you're less likely to have zero income any given month.
Yeah, it's like having 1, 2, or 3 rental properties actually could really hurt you versus 10. You know, if I'm going to do 2 or 3, I might as well figure out how to do 10, because now I have a real business where 3 of the rentals are down. I'm still making money.
So can I borrow $2 million?
Sure.
All right. We'll work on that on the break. If you have a financial
situation. You might need a higher return on your end, though.
If you have a financial situation, not sure what to do, call Gregory, 504-260-0995. And you can come watch us over here on Facebook Live. Look for the Winning It Live page. Hey, guys, what's up? I'm James Parker. You're listening to Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. You won't learn this anywhere else.
I'm a disabled person. How would that affect my Social Security disability as far as an inheritance?
What they need to set up is a trust for you, that if there is money, that it can go into an irrevocable trust. It doesn't go to you, and one of your siblings can be the trustee. That's how to do it correctly.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10. News Talk 99.5 WRNO. If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
Look, you're out there thinking about, oh, this market, I've got to find some safe ways. Avoid the variable for that reason, because it is not a risk-averse tool. But if you're considering it, I suggest you get a second opinion. And we darn sure wouldn't have had a long surrender period.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Gregory Ricks here. I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. They have a fun go-kart track, racing school, a 2.7-mile race course. And yeah, there's crazy guys on motorcycles. Hang off a bike, scrape some knees in the turns. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. Adrenaline fun. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
Gregory Ricks and Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet Stephanie from Dwell NOLA Realty.
Yeah, well, real estate's a real personal thing to people. Everybody's pretty much involved in it one way or another. You know, a lot of times it's people that have investment properties that get additional income from the rentals.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, gregoryricks.com, or 504-832-9200.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
Just like conversation I had the other day regarding a reverse mortgage. And she asked me, she said, okay, what is it that's going to go bad? I said, well, let me ask you this. This current mortgage you have, if you quit making payments on it, isn't that one you got to be careful with too? She said, oh, yeah. I said, what would happen if you quit making payments? She said, at some point, they're going to make me move. And that's exactly right. You have a reverse mortgage. Both of you are on the reverse mortgage. What's the worst thing that could happen? You don't leave any equity to your kids. But you do have to pay your taxes and your insurance along the way. That could cause you a problem.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
May we all.
You've been saying you need to get it together. Time to call Gregory. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome back. This is Winning at Life. It is the Daily Wrap. We're going to keep you up to speed on the financial world, how things may affect your money, help you with advice on what to do, whether or not to take the lump sum, whether or not to spend $2 million on that hotel, or why you might need 10 rental units instead of two. How about that mutual fund, that A-share that you probably should get away from, that variable annuity that you should get a second opinion on, probably because you probably should run from it? Why somebody's trying to get you to move your fixed index annuity from one to another, and you think you're going to get a 6% return, but actually it's an income rider. Look, you can call me at the office, but you can also call me right now. The right now number to be on the show, interact, and others would like to learn from you as well. 504. You weren't ready? Okay, I'll go again. 504-260-0995. You can email me as well at Gregory. I put the ad at the wrong place. Just email me, Gregory@GregoryRicks.com. And by the way, go download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app from your app store. So we're waiting to hear from you. 504-260-0995. Got a question for you. Stock has earnings per share of $5.31 a share. It's trading 197 times its earning price.
Sounds a little overvalued.
Yeah, little.
Okay.
Would you want to buy it? It's actually showing earnings. You know, Tesla, what multiple is it selling at?
Well, it's negative, so it
doesn't have a multiple because it has no earnings per share. They lose money on everything they do over there at Tesla.
Yes.
Oh, you want me to get back to this? Amazon, the darlings of the stock market, reported $173 million in quarterly profits on a market cap of $500 billion. They made $173 million in quarterly profits. Ridiculous.
You know, I'm starting to believe these people that say Amazon is going to have a pullback, and it's going to have a 20% pullback, maybe a 30, 40% pullback, because this is all based on the future. and the past predictions about the future are coming up a little short. It's something that we've dealt with because, you know, in radio, we're constantly being told, you got to start doing podcasts. You got to go online. That's where everyone's going. And they are, but not at the pace we were expecting. And so the pace that Amazon's gobbling up market share is kind of behind expectations as well.
It's profit to earnings. It's bubble territory, way past bubble. It's bubble insanity is what it is. 197 times. Think about this. Its earnings is 531, and its stock day before was selling at, I'm talking about Thursday's price, $1,046. In other words, the stock here, this will help you out. The stock is priced to eventually take over the entire world economy or thereabout. It would take you 197 years to generate earnings equal to the price. $5.35, take you 197 years to pay for that share of stock. How do you buy it? How do you buy it? Even though it just keeps going up.
I'm just going to repeat my original analysis. Sounds a little high.
Yeah.
Sounds a little overvalued. Okay.
Let's take the caller and we'll come back to this.
Larry and Metairie, you're first up on Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks. What can we do for you, Larry?
Hi. I'm made 70 in April, and I wanted to know if I could make a contribution to a SEP IRA account.
What month is your birthday?
Sir?
When did you make 70?
April 20th.
April 20th. You're going to be 70 and a half this year. So the answer
Correct.
Is no. You cannot make a contribution this year to your IRA.
Not at all?
Not at all, because you're going to be 70 and a half this year, which means you have to take an RMD. If you're having to take an RMD, you cannot make a contribution.
Oh, I thought maybe I could make it before the RMD.
No, it's the year in which you turn 70 and a half, not when you turn 70 and a half. Remember, it's the wording of the IRS rule. The year in which you turn 70 and a half, so you cannot make a contribution. You have to take money out for this year.
Correct.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that easy, Larry.
I can't take any more, can't make no more contribution, period.
No, you cannot.
Thanks, Larry. Let's stick with the phones here.
I know he wasn't happy about that, but people are always unhappy. It's like 70 and a half. I'm done.
Yeah.
Can I squeeze it in a few months before? No, it's the year in which you turn 70 and a half.
David and Past Christiane, you're on Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, David?
Good evening, guys. I would like to ask you a question. I'm not sure I've heard a good answer on the television or on the news media. Could you guys discuss, you know, what you think and what you know about why the Sears Corporation, why it's failing?
They're just not making revenue. They're not paying the bills. They're not generating enough revenue to pay the bills. They're getting beat. Do they have good stuff to sell and such? Yeah, their marketing doesn't work. This company we just were talking about before you called, Amazon, that made $5.31 a share, what, $173 million for the quarter, $500 billion company. What it says is they're operating this giant company on razor-thin margins. And they keep growing cash flow. So they're making a little bit of money on a huge cash flow moving through.
Right.
Sears may have larger margins, but you're going online and ordering it from Amazon instead of going to Sears because it's right down the street. You say, well, hey, I'm buying it for less. Shipping is free on Prime because I spent a little bit of money to get it, and I don't have to go to Sears. It's going to actually drop on my front porch, and it'll be there when I get home this evening, and I unwrap it. It's like Christmas in May, Christmas in July.
Yeah, and they're doing some other things wrong, but some of the stuff's not their fault as part of the just the general decline of malls and being one of the anchor stores in one of the malls. You know, Sears is doing some things wrong, but, you know, Macy's is having trouble. Neiman Marcus is having trouble. JCPenney's having trouble.
All the big retailers. Sears has some other problems. Their customer service sucks. They don't have enough checkouts for you, and then you got somebody buying clothing in the tool department, and vice versa. They've got stuff. They're probably priced wrong on their real estate. The deals with the tool makers and other things they do are probably not well negotiated. And they're a huge real estate company, but they.
Well, I was going to say that Sears started out. You know, remember the Sears Roebuck catalog. So they're essentially pioneering in some ways what Amazon is doing today.
Right.
The people who couldn't get to
they
the store,
were doing the catalog business before there were stores.
Why wouldn't they follow up? You think, why wouldn't they follow up with what Amazon is doing, seeing as they essentially started the tradition?
We
actually covered this a while back.
I think I remember the year.
Because I well know the history of Sears from the guy actually selling watches while he was working at a train station. And here's the thing where we go back to their demise, and I can't remember yet, but we actually had figured it out.
It was 92 or 93.
I think it was 92 when they canceled the Sears catalog in the early days of the web. This is where they should have been the Amazon.
Right.
That is what now is. That was it. When they canceled the catalog, which was their core to their beginning in the 1800s.
Right.
And they just missed it all.
A lot of people miss it, though. I mean, Kmart could have done it. Target could have done it.
Well, look at Radio Shack.
Radio Shack doesn't even have an app.
Yeah, they're the widget folks. They should have owned the parts place for radio equipment.
They never even had an app.
They should have been first. Sears should have owned online. All these brick and mortars should have just embraced it. Like, what? What? Is that a fad?
It's
taken over.
This is the power of ideas. If they would have had the idea first, they would have been Amazon. But Amazon had the idea and the follow through, and no one else did it. You know, well, Walmart's catching up a little bit after the fact. And thank you for your call, David. But that is a fascinating study of the rise and fall of Sears.
But David's right on, because we talked about that. I think we did that show over a year ago, talking about that, how that started their downfall is canceling the catalog when it should have all been shifted online.
All right, we have some audio from Art of the Deal, and we're going to do the numbers next. 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. It's Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
The Daryl Shavers Education Fund is holding an essay contest for students from 7th to 12th grade. Deadline to enter is August 21st. Go to dsefnola.org for more information. Poetry in Motion Care Bears Incorporated is sponsoring a basketball fundraiser to support their mission of helping children with congenital heart defects. Go to poetryinmotioncarebears.webs.com. A message from WRNO Communities, helping to make a difference in New Orleans.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
I have about $500,000 in cash. I want it to be a very unrisk type of investment.
And this is the way I look at all money. We work hard to get it, whether it's $500,000, $200,000, or $800,000. It's all really important money. But I do have clients that come in, and they're just like Ray is. I'd like to get this money to work, but I do not want to lose a penny. And there are financial tools and strategies to do that, depending on the length of time that you have to put this money to work. One of the ways I like to break it down is I'll say that $500,000 isn't going to do all the same job. It could be a number of things, and that's how we want to assign it.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks, weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at gregoryricks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Sharing has never meant as much as it does now. Everything is up for the world to see. But what if the sharing could be used to make a difference? The National MS Society is building a place where everyone can share their experiences for good. If you have a story, share it. If you have a solution, share that too. Because together, we are stronger. Join us at wearestrongerthanms.org.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
If you in any form or fashion are thinking about buying an annuity, whether it's a fixed or variable, you need to get a second opinion. And that's why you should give my office a call.
Gregory Ricks and Associates, the 401k and retirement authority. 504-832-9200, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or gregoryricks.com.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Hi, James. Hi, Mr. Ricks. I love your show every day. I have a question on IRA.
Hi, I want to state first, I'm a big fan of your show. There's a ton of knowledge you guys give out, and I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. I listen to you guys as often as I can, and thank you very much for your advice, Gregory, okay. And I'll be calling your office. Thank you so much.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10. News Talk 99.5, WRNO. The contents of this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take place of your attorney, accountant, tax professional, personal trainer, football coach, interior decorator, or those fortune tellers at Jackson Square. Please consult a financial advisor before making all investment decisions.
Gregory Ricks & Associates is a registered investment advisory firm. If you'd like a copy of Form ADV, our full disclosures, call the office 504-832-9200 or go to gregoryricks.com.
Big enough to deliver, small enough to care. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome back. Winning at Life. It is the Daily Wrap, Friday version. A little more fun, a little more loose. We just got paid. James has money in his pocket.
$5, baby. Look out.
And it's like one of Amazon's earnings.
Yeah, it's a whole quarter.
One share of stock that cost you over $1,000. This is Live Financial Talk Radio, a little looser bunch here on Friday night.
I'm sorry. I was just looking at the Tesla unveiling the Model S.
And you know, we heard Amazon's hiring 100,000 people. So there goes their earnings for the next quarter.
Mm-hmm.
So how's that going to look? Maybe they got to quit giving away shipping to Prime members to make money. Or charge double for Prime. Maybe the profit's just on the Prime membership.
What is that called when the doors go up like a DeLorean?
X, and they were hacked.
Huh?
Model X.
No.
The gold wings.
Yeah, the wings. What are those called, those doors?
I don't know, but the Model X, didn't you see the news? The cars got hacked.
No, I didn't see that. What happened to them?
Took control of them. Proved they could. So how's that do for sales? Yeah. My kid can hack into my car and send it over to get pizza and come back without him leaving the room.
Goldwing. Thank you, Kumar.
I thought that's what I said, Goldwing.
I didn't know.
Believe him and not me.
Well, it was backed up.
It's on the web. It must be true.
If Kumar said it, it must be true. I trust him. All right. So
504-260-0995. Come on. Call us. You're up next, 504-260-0995.
All right, so these people were shooting lasers into my gums yesterday, and I'm listening to Art of the Deal on audiobook form. And you know how we were talking earlier in the show about maybe buying that boutique hotel? And it was in Bay St. Louis. I think I said Pass Christian. I got the town wrong. Thank you for the correction.
Was it for sale when we drove by it?
Yeah, it's been on sale for about a month now. And we drove past it about 3 weeks ago.
So it sounds like something you're seriously thinking about.
Yeah. All I need is $2 million. Kumar, let me borrow
That's
$2 million.
That's all?
So Trump talks about the process.
That's like, what, five Ferraris?
I don't know. How much is a Ferrari these days?
It depends. 400,000. But yeah, somewhere in that neighborhood.
All right. So this is Trump. Now, when did this book come out? 86, 85, 86, 87, somewhere around there?
Long time ago. And yeah, that's when I read it.
It's so weird to go back and listen to this stuff because, it, first off, it's not him voicing it, or it would have been awesome. But the it's the Trump story, but from the point of view of Trump 1987. And so when I listen to the audiobook, there are some Trump cut-ins that were put in around 2015 or sometime after he announced for the presidency, but before he had won, because he's sort of resetting the time scale. But leave all that out. Just listen to this little two-minute story about the process by which he bought Mar-a-Lago. And this is a nice little template on what we've talked about with Dwell Nola and Dwayne Stein and all these guys.
Buying Mar-a-Lago was a great deal, even though I bought it to live in, not as a real estate investment. Mar-a-Lago was built in the early 1920s by Marjorie Meriwether Post, the heiress to the Post cereal fortune.
And
at the time, Mrs. Edward F. Hutton.
Whoa, whoa, whoa! Did you hear that part? Mrs. Edward F. Hutton. We've heard that before, haven't we?
Yeah.
What happened to that company? Is it still doing pretty good?
It's gone.
All right.
And it's gone.
On 20 acres that face both the Atlantic Ocean and Lake Worth, the house took 4 years to build and has 118 rooms.
Woo!
Bought it to live in, huh?
Dorian stone were brought from Italy for the exterior walls. And 36,000 Spanish tiles dating back to the 15th century were used on the exterior and the interior.
Look, that has nothing to do with the story, but you will find that he loves to brag about how awesome his stuff is. He's a personality guy.
Right up his alley.
We'll explain that part, though, in an upcoming clip. Let's finish this story.
When Mrs. Post died, she gave the house to the federal government for use as a presidential retreat. The government eventually gave the house back to the Post Foundation.
I know, right?
The foundation put it up for sale at an asking price of $25 million.
So this was a presidential retreat for a few years before it went back to the foundation, and then, anyway.
That turns out to be one again.
Yeah.
I first looked at Mar-a-Lago while vacationing in Palm Beach in 1982. Almost immediately, I put in a bid of $15 million, and it was promptly rejected. Over the next few years, the foundation signed contracts with several other buyers at higher prices than I'd offered, only to have them fall through before closing. Each time that happened, I put in another bid.
And then this part's very Trump.
But always at a lower sum than before. Finally, in late 1985, I put in a cash offer of $5 million, plus another $3 million for the furnishings in the house. Apparently, the foundation was tired of broken deals. They accepted my offer, and we closed 1 month later. The day the deal was announced, the Palm Beach Daily News ran a huge front-page story with the headline, Mar-a-Lago's Bargain Price Rocks Community. Soon, several far more modest estates on property, a fraction of Mar-a-Lago's size, sold for prices in excess of $18 million. I've been told that the furnishings in Mar-a-Lago alone are worth more than I paid for the house.
Yeah, brag.
It just goes to show that it pays to move quickly and decisively when the time is right.
Boom.
Well, when the time is right, but it took him years for those to get in tune with, look, you got to sell it to me. I'm the only one that can do the deal.
Let me give you a little insight on what have I said Donald Trump does. He speaks in what? He speaks in hyperbole. That's not on accident. He talks about it's a strategy that he has.
People may not always think big themselves, but they can still get very excited by those who do. That's why a little hyperbole never hurts. People want to believe that something is the biggest and the greatest and the most spectacular.
Believe me.
I call it truthful hyperbole. It's an innocent form of exaggeration and a very effective form of promotion.
This guy's a trip.
He's a promoter.
Yeah, and it's working for him.
And it does on all his deals. And, of course, the deals that talked about. Look, the book was amazing, I thought. I've read all of his books. And I've read all the books that were put out by people that worked for him. And they kind of tie in. It gives you two different perspectives of him. But no matter what, and I put it this way, I think it's pretty ballsy. When you do deals and you just, get over on somebody and you get the deal and make this money, or you feel, yeah, I paid $5 million, but I sold it to this guy for $15 million. You know, and you've seen that in the deals. He tells it all. And I'm like, I just don't know if I could have done a book telling how much I got over on you on the deal, but it's money. No, he don't care. And he probably said, that guy won't never buy from me again anyhow. It'd be somebody else.
See, not only is he okay with saying it, that's why he does it.
He can do freaking deals.
All right, let's talk
about no one else. Let's
talk about how he plays the press. Angie, this is going to run a little long. Stick with me.
One thing I've learned about the press is that they're always hungry for a good story. And the more sensational, the better. It's in the nature of the job, and I understand that. The point is that if you are a little different or a little outrageous, or if you do things that are bold or controversial, the press is going to write about you. I've always done things a little differently. I don't mind controversy, and my deals tend to be somewhat ambitious. Also, they necessarily like me. Sometimes they write positively, and sometimes they write negatively. But from a pure business point of view, the benefits of being written about have far outweighed the drawbacks. It's really quite simple. If I take a full-page ad in the New York Times to publicize a project, it might cost $40,000. And in any case, people tend to be skeptical about advertising. But if the New York Times writes even a moderately positive one-column story about one of my deals, it doesn't cost me anything. And it's worth a lot more than $40,000. The funny thing is that even a critical story, which may be hurtful personally, can be very valuable to your business. Television City is a perfect example. When I bought the land in 1985, many people, even those on the west side, didn't realize that those 100 acres existed. Then I announced I was going to build the world's tallest building on the site.
Obviously, you never did.
Instantly, it became a media event. The New York Times put it on the front page. Dan Rather announced it on the evening news. And George Will wrote a column about it in Newsweek. Every architecture critic had an opinion, and so did a lot of editorial writers. Not all of them liked the idea of the world's tallest building, but the point is that we got a lot of attention, and that alone creates value.
There you go. Yeah, we got to go. We got to take a break here. You got to give him credit for being consistent. Doesn't this Donald Trump from 1986 or 1987 sound exactly like the guy we watch on TV?
Yeah, and I don't think he worries about the controversy. If anything, he likes it, and we'll see if he gets all the stuff done.
All right, I got one more clip. He's going to talk about how he was trying to do networking in Manhattan and how that was important to his business. Financial Situations, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. It's Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
We've got a map of callers, where they call from around the country, and it's really surprising how the audience and this show has grown. Thank you to all of you that are listening through the radio in your car or at home or on the stream through the iHeartRadio app.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10. News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Hey, Raj. Happy birthday. How you doing? Still feeling on top of your game?
No complaints.
Great. You've hit the big 5-0 now. You thought about talking with your doctor about some screening tests you need?
Screening for what?
High blood pressure, high cholesterol, colorectal cancer.
Jeez, that's not what I wanted to hear.
Hey, you have to know what's going on to stay on top of your game.
Visit ahrq.gov/consumer for a free checklist of screening tests for men 50 and older. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. Gregory Ricks here. I'm a preferred access member. I get to take my own car to the track. Yeah, it might be a fast one, but it gets to go there. Talk about going to another world and escape. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. Adrenaline fun. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
Gregory Ricks and Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet our estate planning attorney, Wes Blanchard.
By placing all of your property in that trust, you don't necessarily own that. And so they don't need to come in and sign off on a review of your will. By setting up the trust, you avoid that entire process.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, gregoryricks.com, or 504-832-9200.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
And here's one of the simple explanations to consider doing a subchapter S. Okay, they're in a situation where it's all being passed to them. Then it's going on the Schedule C and you're paying the Social Security tax. And let's say you're ending up with $80,000 in income. Well, do a subchapter S entity, pay yourself a salary. You're being taxed on 50 if it reasonably pays your bills and supports your standard of living. And the other 30 is a K-1 distribution that passes along to you. And all you're doing is paying the income tax on that. You're not paying the payroll and Social Security taxes and such. That's one of the core considerations of doing a subchapter F.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at gregoryricks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
I'm a chicken fried, a cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans.
Your daily dose of financial wisdom, winning at life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
It's Friday night. You're listening to Winning at Life. The Daily Wrap, it's live financial talk radio. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks. The phone number is 504-260-0995. Come on and interact with the show. You know, one of the things I'm going to talk about on tomorrow's show is what is driving FANG, Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, Google? Who's doing the buying? What's it based upon? How does that compare to solid companies, solid investing choice, solid earnings compared to multiples? I think it's a good topic, especially since, once again, we talked about Amazon at $5.31 a share in earnings. Their Thursday close was around $1,047. And that's a 197 multiple. It'd take you at, what, that 531 in earnings, 197 years. 197 years to pay for that share of stock from the earnings. Oh, caller.
Let's go to the phones. Yes. Dan in Long Beach, you're next up on Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, Dan?
Hey, I got a question for you. I took my Social Security early at 63 because of financial necessity, and I understand I'm in a situation too. But the question I got is, I just got my letter saying that I made too much money last year, and of course I got to pay it back, and I can make arrangements to do so. But there was one part in that letter that I wasn't quite sure exactly how it worked. But it seems like it was worded that the amount of money that the employer reported, I get a base salary plus commissions, and it sounded like the commissions were, because they're not a consistent number week to week, that is something that I might not have to report back. Do you know anything at all about that portion of paying back when you do over earn?
I do not, but what it sounds like is they gave you some wiggle room there.
That's what I was hoping.
and I would talk to Social Security. Now, just remember, you have, because you made more than the cap, you're having to give some money back, but that doesn't go away from you forever. You're going to get it back.
I'll get it back. Yeah.
You are getting it back. So that's a positive thing. But yeah, you made a bit much, which isn't necessarily a bad thing, is it?
No, I never thought I'd ever be able to be accused of earning too much money.
Good problem to have.
Good problem to have. So talk to Social Security and get a definition on that amount of wiggle room that you have, and hopefully that works in your favor.
Yeah, I would hope it, well, it does, because it's a small amount. It's only 3% of my total salary, so not going to affect how much, that much of how much I have to give back, but every little bit helps.
Yeah, maybe they'll just go on your base salary on that.
All right, thank you, Dan. Thanks for listening out in Good Long luck. Beach. Let's do the numbers real quick while we still got a chance.
That's what I was hoping for. Hoping, praying.
All right, another record was broken today by the Dow. Almost 22,000. We are at 21,830.31 points. 33 points in the positive, 0.15% gain on the day. S&P and NASDAQ were almost identically in the red, about 0.13%. So that leaves the S&P at 2472 and the NASDAQ at 6374. Our small caps in the Russell 2000 had an even worse day, 0.3% in the negative. So it's at 1429 as its last close.
Yeah. Bummer of a day, a little bit of money leaving the markets, but money still flowing into government bonds. 10-year treasuries, 2.292%, so that's a little bit lower for the day. And we'll check out our 30-year mortgages, and the number stuck on, I'm going to have to find out about this. It still says 3.96. It says that every day. 3.96 is 30-year rate, and we know it's a little above 4. Based on the Dwayne Stein methodology.
Right.
I think that's about 4.03 is where it should be. Earl, up a little bit more today. 1.5% change. 49.79.
So is that five up days in a row?
Yeah. I was looking at my position in crude. It's personal buy a little bit. Up like 16%. Thought that's pretty cool. Made a little bit. Gold, we're up about $9, neighborhood of that. $1,275.60. We are seeing a trend of it moving upward, as well as silver. Not as much, but we'll take it, whatever it gives us. $16.74.5 is up over a little over 1% today as well.
Yeah. Kumar says oil's up 8% for the week.
Sweet. All right. It's been on a run a bit longer than that, being I'm up 15. We're on about a 2-week run right now to the upside.
Look at that chart real quick. It's on the numbers page. Yeah. There was a little dip there the 4th of July weekend, but other than that, it's been nice and up this whole month.
Yeah. So is it going to break through 50? That's why we'll wait to Monday and see.
Interesting stuff. If y'all like to follow along when we do the number segment, go to GregoryRicks.com under the Winning at Life tab. There's the page called The Numbers, and that's all the charts we're looking at, basically. To the phones we go. Let's do Tyler in New Orleans. You're next up on Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. What can we do for you, Tyler?
Hi there. I've got a question about my 401k. My employer this year has started offering what is called a True Up program. And as far as I understand, it's for people that max out their pre-tax amount of $18,000, or in my case, $18,000. It's for people that max that out early. The employer makes a one-time contribution, say in the 2018 year, to kind of catch me up for me maxing out early rather than spacing it out throughout the year, because if you're not contributing, the employer can't match anything that you're not contributing. So my question is, when do they, would that be a contribution that they make to my 2017 401k or 2018? Because that matters as far as how much I can contribute this year.
Let's go back to the true-up. The feature called a true-up allows employees to receive employer matches that they would have otherwise missed out on because the 401k front-loading or because they spread the 401k contributions out unevenly throughout the year. So back to your question, you were asking about 2017 or 2018.
Right. So I guess your pre-tax, my company offers pre-tax Roth and after-tax 401k. And those three and the employer
contribution. You might have it backwards. Pre-tax 401k, after-tax Roth.
Okay. Yeah, they offer those three. And those three cannot total more than $54,000 for my age.
Correct.
Including the contribution.
Correct.
So if they plan to make this contribution sometime next year and it count towards my 2017 contribution, then I need to cut back my after-tax now to, you know, because I don't want to go over and possibly have to withdraw funds with a penalty.
You may want to look at the pre-tax, make an adjustment on that and balance out, but they also have a plan administrator for the plan. You need to call them.
You're home away from the show, GregoryRicks.com and the Gregory Ricks and Associates app. Go download that app and get ready for tomorrow morning spectacular for the 3-hour show. I'm James Parker. This has been Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks is copyrighted by Gregory Ricks for the private use of our audience. Any unauthorized use of this broadcast without express consent by Gregory Ricks is prohibited.
Thank you for tuning in to Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. If you need to contact the office, find our next live event, listen to the show live or on demand, remember the Gregory Ricks and Associates app.